It's time to ride the train, you know, everyone. But it's increasingly difficult to do that if your train is involving Metro in some way. Joining us on the line right now is Martine Powers, transportation reporter over at the Washington Post. Martine, it has been an interesting few days with Metro. And, you know, yesterday at the Metro board meeting, there was this this protest that we heard where Metro employees who were in the middle of negotiations started chanting during the meeting, and they marched out, sort of staged a little action there. There had been talk about a possible Metro sick-out today. Are we seeing any indication of that so far?
So far, it doesn't seem like this sick-out is actually happening. So what had happened was earlier this week, there were rumors that there was going to be a sick-out. Metro said that hundreds of workers said were requested to have the day off on Friday. And when we asked the union about it, they said, you know, look, we're not organizing anything, but if our members were to do something to protest this new sick leave policy that Metro put in, you know, we would support them on that. But Metro ended up denying all these requests for people to have the day off, and there would be disciplinary action against them if, you know, all these folks did take the day off. So it seems like people are showing up to work, even if they're not happy about it. And so far, Metro says that, you know, things on the rails are totally normal today.
All right, well, that's good to know because, you know, yesterday it was not anything but normal, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was talking to folks on the Red Line yesterday, and several people told me it was one of their worst experiences riding Metro ever. I mean, you know, that people felt like they weren't being given information about this shutdown that was happening right through the downtown core, that a lot of folks had their kids with them to take them to take your child to work day and were stuck on crowded trains for, you know, over an hour and a half, and that it was just a generally miserable day to try to get to work.
If I'm going to be stuck on a crowded subway train for an hour and a half, you had better be giving me a year's supply of Valium after that. the union members who showed up at the meeting yesterday, I was watching some of that, and one of the women was saying, we demand to be treated better. What are they looking for?
So basically, one of their big concerns is that they are in the middle of contract negotiations right now, and Metro has this big plan for their financial future, and one of the parts of this plan is that they want to try to privatize some work on the system. You know, that when the Silver Line opens, they're thinking of trying to privatize or outsource station managers. They're looking to get rid of some of the current pension benefits and switch to a 401k. So a lot of this stuff is part of their negotiations over a new contract and, like, what the benefits and job protections would be in that contract. But also, I mean, the talk about the sick out, they're protesting that because Metro just put in this new policy that you have to give them 3 days of advance notice if you're planning to take a day off for, like, medical leave, if you have a doctor's appointment or something. And so they say that is too onerous, and that sometimes people are getting unexcused absences, even if they are, you know, if they became sick all of a sudden, that Metro is counting these as, oh, well, you should have given us more advance notice that you were going to be out that day. And so they're sort of pretty granular things that have become a big source of conflict between the union and Metro management.
Well, there's also all these calls for finding some way to get permanent funding for Metro. And then yesterday, during the Metro board meeting, from what I'm reading about that meeting, it seems that some of the board members were sharply questioning Wedefield, the manager of Metro, about whether or not things truly are getting better.
Yeah, you know, I think it just has been frustrating for people because we've gone through, 10 months now of SafeTrack, which was supposed to be this thing that would be, you know, completely disruptive to everyone, but at the end of it, you know, that the state of the rails would be much better. And I think people are asking why, you know, at this point, are we still having these things come up on the tracks that completely disrupt the morning commute for everyone. And, you know, what they would say is that, look, SafeTrack only targeted, 20 parts of the system that were particularly bad, but there are, you know, 100 miles of track, and that we can't get to everything during these 10 months, and that the goal is to keep this moving forward, that they're going to continue to do maintenance work until they can get to all the problem spots. But yeah, you know, I think that the board members were reflecting the frustration that we all feel, which is that, you know, we've been talking about this for so long. Why are these things still happening?
Is this fixable?
You know, I mean, I think it is. It's funny to hear. So, you know, we talk to people at other transit agencies sometimes, especially the MTA in New York, and they had a period a couple decades ago where they experienced a lot of these same problems where it felt like the rails were just sort of coming apart at the seams, and then the system was becoming unusable, and then they had this real turnaround where they focused for several years on doing intense maintenance work with a lot of shutdowns and disruptions, and the system became a lot better. But it seems like that is that in this case, it's going to take longer than just the parameters of SafeTrack to get that done, that it'll be continued work even after the end of SafeTrack in June.
And funding, do you think they can come up with a solution? And we just have a second or two left.
That's a big question. I mean, I don't know who wants to pay more taxes, and it doesn't really look like anyone is raising their hand to say, oh, we want to pay more money for Metro. But the question is, what happens if there isn't a dedicated revenue source? And are we just going to let the system, you know, fail or fall apart? You know, it's important, even if you hate it.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Martine Powers, thank you so much.
Thank you. Washington Post
transportation reporter giving us the latest on Metro. And again, the headline out of this is all the talk of apparently of some kind of sick out today. It does appear at this hour that it has not materialized.